From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Southland Drive, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 537th live performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present Southland Drive. The band is no stranger to the Red Barn stage, and we always look forward to a great evening of bluegrass when they're with us. The band tonight is Russ Farmer on guitar, Ruth McLean on bass, Raymond McLean on mandolin, Daxon Lewis on banjo, and to my left, Samantha Cunningham on fiddle. Welcome, please, tonight's guest to the Red Barn radio stage. Here's Southland Drive.
Your hard times, where in the world you've been.
I ain't had to be three since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
I'll make a pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me those sweet lies, and I'll listen to you, for I'm just a little part of this life you live. But I'd rather have a little bit of trouble, and I'll never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, just come on in, and you can talk about your hard times, where the world you've been.
I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
trouble. Just come on in, and you can talk about your hard times and where the world you've been.
I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, trouble, trouble.
It's terrific because you guys are here. It's nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
I was thinking, why don't you tell us about your music background, Russ, prior to Howard's Creek?
I almost feel bad about saying anything about my musical background compared to some of these folks I got on stage with me tonight. But my dad taught me how to play the guitar and a five string when I was about 13 years old. Dad had an old Silvertone around or something. And I drug it around by the neck with no strings on it for years when I was about 6 or 7. And my grandmother told me one day, she said, if you'll learn to play that thing, I'll buy you a set of strings. And I was 13, I think. And for my 13th birthday, she bought a set of black diamonds, and my dad tuned it up. The tuning pegs were long since gone, so you used a pair of pliers to tune it up. Of course, it wasn't standard tuning. I didn't learn standard tuning until a lot of years later. Just tune it up to where you could sing with it. And next week, it might be a different key.
Did you put it like in a guitar tuning?
Yes, it was in a guitar tuning, but it wouldn't be standard. It wouldn't be the middle C or anything standard. So if you sang a song in G this week, you might not be able to sing it in G next week because that would have changed. But so basically, I played guitar from the time I was 13 and messing around with five string and other instruments. And then I went to work for Kentucky Educational Television in 73. I stayed there for 30 years, retired in 2003, and got to see a lot of bluegrass acts through the years, starting really with the McLean Family Band back in the 70s and Crow and a lot of those people, and created a couple of series, one called the Lonesome Pine Specials that we did, in performance at the Governor's Mansion we did.
Were you part of the creative team who developed these events?
One of them I was, and then the latter one, a series called Jubilee, I actually created myself and directed and produced it for the last 12 or 15 years
Wow, that's there. That's a terrific thing. That program has introduced lots of people to...
Yeah, thank you.
Man. That program has introduced a lot of people to this music.
Bluegrass and blues and Americana. We did all three. And the last, since I've retired, they've done mostly bluegrass.
I'll be on that good road someday. Be on that good road someday. The same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away.
Well, darling, you can love one. Darling, you can love two. Darling, you can love three.
Did Jubilee just showcase just Kentucky musicians?
At one point it did. The last time that they recorded anything, they went to Nashville and recorded IBMA Fan Fest. They changed the format of the series two ways that way. They went out of state to do something, and they went inside. All my programs were festivals, outdoor festivals. But that was running up until 4 or 5 years ago. And then when I retired, I didn't have anything to do, and I could still play a little guitar. And so I started a band and started another band and started another band, which is how this one came up.
Sounds like you've done some really neat things.
Yes, it's been wonderful. It's been a full life. I'm okay with it.
It's been many weeks, my dear, since you told me that you love me and be my sweetheart. But it seems like that you might have changed, dear, for you say now that we have to part.
Just thinking that maybe before we get started with the next set of music, that you could introduce us to the players you brought with you tonight, some of whom are not regular members of Southland Drive.
A couple of our members have gotten personal problems tonight. One of them is sick himself and home in bed with a cold. He's our mandolin player, Frank Gobby, who is usually with us. Charlie Hall, who is usually our banjo player and actually wrote that first tune that we did called Double R Breakdown. Charlie's wife, Joyce, has been ill today and in the hospital, and so he didn't feel that he should probably come and pick some music with her feeling bad, and so I told him he was exactly where he needed to be. And so I called a couple of friends of mine. I just happened to know a couple of guys that pick a little bit. Yesterday, we went up and practiced a little bit with the one and only Raymond McLean. Yep. Raymond plays all instruments equally as well, I think. And while he's probably known nationally as one of the best banjo pickers around, he's filling in on mandolin tonight with us. And wonderful guitar player, wonderful bass player, and a wonderful teacher who is now the director of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State. And we're proud to have him. And my other young friend, who is I've known for the last three or four or so years, and just so impressed him. I think he's probably the new Raymond McLean. He can match Raymond almost note for note on some of his tunes, and asked him if he would sit in with us tonight, and he graciously agreed. And he's one of Ruth's and Raymond's students at Morehead State, just finished his bachelor's degree in arts from Morehead State University in traditional music. This is Daxon Lewis. Of course, over here on fiddle is one of our regular members. She's been with us for about a year now. She's also at the Center for Traditional Music at Morehead. This is her senior year. That's Samantha Cunningham. On bass, of course, who's been with us through the history of Southland Drive, and we're always honored to take the stage with her. She's Raymond's sister and a lifelong member of the McLean Family Band. That's Ruth McLean right there. Here's a tune that Porter Wagoner had. A lot of years ago, about the time this guitar was in tune, called Another Day, Another Dollar.
leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yagy.
I was born under a full moon, baptized with holy blood. Angels put a mark on me for everything my daddy done. Under the Mississippi sunset, crying skies, tears of the sun. And I have lived my whole damn life not knowing what I'm trying to outrun. Yeah, he said he was a good man, but he was bitter to the core. When he found her with his best friend, couldn't take it anymore. So he took that 44, made a deal the devil. Every redemption has a sweet taste. Broken hearts don't always think it through. Though it hurt more than they might think, he did exactly what he had.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Southland Drive. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Southland Drive after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.